Brazil extradites Bangladeshi suspect in human smuggling case. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Laredo, Texas, a 39-year-old man from Bangladesh is set to make his initial appearance in U.S. federal court for his role in a conspiracy that smuggled numerous illegal aliens through Central America to the United States. Saiful Islam was extradited from Brazil April 10 and is scheduled to be in Laredo Federal Court before U.S. Magistrate Judge Christopher Dos Santos at 9:30 a.m. The indictment alleges Islam assisted other smugglers by facilitating the travel of illegal aliens from São Paulo, Brazil and other locations through South America, Central America and Mexico to reach the United States. According to the charges, they were taken to the southern border and instructed to enter the country by wading across the Rio Grande or jumping a border fence. Islam allegedly carried out the scheme for payment. If convicted, Islam faces up to 15 years in federal prison for human smuggling and up to 10 years for conspiracy to bring and/or conspiracy to encourage and induce an alien to enter the United States, as well as a possible $250,000 maximum fine. Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Cortez is prosecuting the case along with Joint Task Force Alpha Detailee, trial attorney Spencer M. Perry of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations in Phoenix, Arizona, conducted the investigation along with SHE Laredo and assistance from the SHE Human Smuggling Unit in Washington, D.C., Customs and Border Protection's Counter Network Division, SHE Mexico City, SHE Brasilia, SHE Calexico, SHE Monterrey, U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Marshals Service and Interpol. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs provided significant assistance in securing Islam's arrest and extradition from Brazil. The Justice Department thanks its Brazilian law enforcement counterparts for making the extradition possible. The investigation and charges are a result of the coordinated efforts of JTFA, a partnership with Department of Homeland Security which has been elevated and expanded with a mandate to target cartels and transnational criminal organizations to eliminate human smuggling and trafficking networks operating in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Panama and Colombia that impact public safety and the security of our borders. JTFA currently comprises detailees from U.S. attorneys' offices along the southwest border, including the Southern District of California, districts of Arizona and New Mexico, and western and southern districts of Texas. Dedicated support is provided by the Justice Department's Criminal Division, led by the Human Rights and Special Prosecution Section and supported by the Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section, Office of Enforcement Operations and the Office of International Affairs, among others. JTFA also relies on substantial law enforcement investment from DHS, FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration and other partners. To date, JTFA's work has resulted in more than 450 domestic and international arrests of leaders, organizers, and significant facilitators of alien smuggling and/or trafficking. More than 395 U.S. convictions, more than 345 significant jail sentences imposed, and forfeitures of substantial assets. To date, JTFA's work has resulted in more than 450 domestic and international arrests of leaders, organizers, and significant facilitators of alien smuggling and/or trafficking. More than 395 U.S. convictions, more than 345 significant jail sentences imposed, and forfeitures of substantial assets. An indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated April 13, 2026.